I'm Michelle Franzen. Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee says National Guard troops will deploy to Memphis next week after President Trump signed an order this month approving the deployment to help curb crime.
Personnel from 13 agencies will be on the ground in Memphis next week. It will begin a phased operational approach.
The mayor of Memphis says crime has fallen in the past 2 years. A report from the New York City Medical Examiner is determining the shooter who killed four people at a Midtown office building this summer had traumatic brain injury known as CTE. Shane Tamura was a former high school football player. Police say he may have been targeting the NFL, which had offices in the building. President Trump announcing a new round of tariffs that kick in October 1st. It includes hikes on furniture and cabinet imports, along with heavy trucks. On Wall Street today, stocks finishing on a high note due to positive economic data. This is ABC News. After returning to the air on most ABC stations, Jimmy Kimmel Live is making a return on a group of stations who continued to preempt the show.
Jimmy Kimmel!
When Jimmy Kimmel Live returned to ABC earlier this week after the show was paused following remarks involving the murder of Charlie Kirk, two companies that own ABC affiliates, Nexstar and Sinclair, continued to postpone the show. Now Sinclair announcing it will end its preemption of Jimmy Kimmel Live effective immediately. That means the show will be returning to markets like Seattle and Washington, D.C. Sinclair saying it is inconsistent to champion free speech while demanding that broadcasters air specific content. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Storms on the eastern seaboard this weekend could raise the risk of flooding in many areas, including Virginia. And a new storm brewing in the Atlantic could become a hurricane, with the Carolinas and the mid-Atlantic states in the path next week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has stopped scheduling abortions for the time being because of changes from the federal budget law. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has a story.
The new law blocks facilities that provide abortions from receiving payments from Medicaid for 1 year. Stephanie Miller, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, says they serve about 50,000 people per year, providing all kinds of health care, and three out of every five are covered by Medicaid. At first, a judge said the law could not go into effect, but as the case has moved through the court system, a federal appeals judge is allowing it to move forward. The change goes into effect next Wednesday, October 1st, and that's when Planned Parenthood will pause abortions. Miller says from there, they hope to resume services soon once they figure out what to do under this new law. Plus, she says they're working to see as many patients as possible over the next few days. The last time Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services was when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, making Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban the law of the land. They resumed abortion services a little over a year later when a Dane County judge ruled that the old law does not apply to consensual abortion. There are only two other clinics that provide the service in the state. They're both in Milwaukee. Data from the Society of Family Planning shows there are about 500 to 600 abortions in Wisconsin every month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Looks like a beautiful night for high school football tonight, and fans attending Notre Dame's game in Green Bay are in for a special treat. A couple Packer players will be there pumping up the crowd and throwing out autographed foam football. Bo Melton, Carl Brooks, Colby Wooden, and Evan Williams will be at the game to bring the Packers versus Cancer initiative to the high school level. The Packers will present a donation to both the Notre Dame Tritons and their opponents, the Menasha Blue Jays, to go toward both schools' efforts to fight cancer. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him, I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight. The Crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Currently, it's 66.
Boys, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Going to be a beautiful morning on the city deck tomorrow for the walk to end Alzheimer's. More on that ahead. Eric here, and I got Sly and the Family Stone on 97.9.
Dreams and for love. WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too. 97.9 FM.
Thank you.
Gallery, local news and timeless hits. A great combination here on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Good afternoon, and it is going to be a very pleasant walk tomorrow morning on the city deck. In fact, it might be a 1 mile walk. It might be a 2 mile walk. That is up to you. The event, of course, is the Walk to End Alzheimer's Green Bay. Kicking off about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's when the registration and all that happens. If you still time to get signed up, of course, you could go to actact.alz.org/Green Bay, and that'll take you right to, you know, these are happening all over the state, all over the country, actually. So, if you want to go straight to the one that's here tomorrow, go to act.alz.org/Green Bay, and make sure those walking shoes are ready. You know, bring yourself a water bottle earlier. You know, might still be a little cool. Grab that sweatshirt. You know, be prepared and help find the cure.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton, improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Up is hard to do.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay on this fine Friday, the last weekend of September. Here's Oliver with Good Morning Starshine, 97.9.
Morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. You lead us along, my love and me, as we sing. Song. Bliddy, gloop, gloopy, nibby, nabby, nooby, la, 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 lo, lo. Abba, simmy, sabba, nooby, abba, nabba, lee, lo, lo. Dooby, dooby, wala, dooby, abba, nabba, early morning singing song. Good morning, sunshine. Reflecting the sunlight in my lover's eyes. Good morning, sunshine. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song.
Around. From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The FBI has confirmed that ICE agents arrested 21 people in Manitowoc yesterday. Officials say 9 of those arrested were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and/or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all the people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night saying it's reckless and harmful to connect all those detained with allegations of sex trafficking. The statement points out that some of the people arrested work in the dairy industry, helping sustain Wisconsin's family-owned dairy farms. Forward Latino's president says, at a time when Wisconsin faces a severe labor shortage, we should be focused on expanding legal pathways, not tearing families apart. A Democratic candidate for governor is targeting Green Bay area voters with a message about tailgateflation at Lambeau. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke at a park near Lambeau Field yesterday. Hong announced a new policy she would enact as governor to lower prices for tailgaters at Lambeau by promoting Wisconsin small businesses. Hong says the tailgateflation plan will lower prices of brats, burgers, buns, and more by developing a public bank that allows family farms, bakeries, meat processors, and butchers to access affordable capital so they can sustainably grow their business. Hong says the plan will promote more competition locally by driving down food prices for game day and beyond. Hong joins a field of other Democratic candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Senator Kelda Royes. On the Republican side, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, and suburban Milwaukee business owner Bill Berrien threw their hats into the race. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Currently, it's 66.
Should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue, fuss and fight. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Oh, hey,
if you don't know,
if you don't. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. The Outsiders, time won't let me. Time will let you enter the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. I'll have another keyword next hour.
I can't wait forever. Even though he wants me to.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. A fun concert happening at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center next weekend. I'll tell you more next.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know while that's true, 'cause you got me. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent. Before it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so. We don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't be wrong. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold me tight. I got you, I won't let go. I got you to love me so. I got you.
WTO, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. I'm always taking care of business. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me on this Friday. As we get ready for the weekend, yeah, just a few minutes away before we can officially kick it off. Hey, next Friday, week from today, great show happening over at the Ishwaubenon Performing Arts Center. It's a beautiful space. If you've never been there before, great place to see a show. Located, attached to the Ishwaubenon High School. Right on Ridge Road. So it's a tribute to the Everly Brothers called The Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers. And if you love their music, you're not going to want to miss this show. Again, Friday, October 3rd. You need tickets. You need more information. You can go to their website, ishwaubenonpac.org. Again, that's ishwaubenonpac.org.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
The green and gold, tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ishwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ishwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Okay.
The Beatles, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Make sure you have that Civic Media app standing by. If you don't have it downloaded yet, you can do it for free in your phone's app store. That's how you'll text in that keyword after 5 o'clock.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling, 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 rolling on a river.
Timeless hits, because the past matters. 97.9 WGBW.
San Francisco. Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.